Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of Deep Winter. In his book, The Unforeseen Wilderness, Wendell Berry describes what happens when a person steps away from familiar ground and enters a wilderness or ventures alone into some new place. Negative emotions like what he calls the ancient fear of the unknown that come from lack of familiarity are, he says, not the experience of the new place itself, but of the person in that place. Berry suggests that the discomfort which arises because of being out of place is not overcome by learning the place so much as by learning oneself. The experience of physical disorientation, he says, is one of essential loneliness, for nobody can discover the world for anyone else. And so what might appear to be a human versus nature encounter is actually a psychological or spiritual challenge in which the outside world is a testing ground. And once a person rediscovers balance, learns to be at home, says Berry, then nature offers the possibility of sudden access of delight, vision, beauty, joy that entice us to keep alive and reward us for living. Wendell Berry does not say exactly how a person is to find self in nature. He promises, however, that the forests and rivers and mountains and prairies are key to the journey of discovery. And he states that they can serve as spiritual landmarks in the pilgrimage to the earth that each one of us must undertake alone. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of Deep Winter. In the meantime, look for the spiritual landmarks all around you and for yourself.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.